This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Nice to chat to you this afternoon.
Nice to speak to you. Let's talk about the uproar over Australia's representative at the International Arts Festival.
Yes, so I just have to go back a step. So this is the Viennese Arts Festival, which is very highly regarded, etc. And Australia nominated an artist who, his name won't be known to any of our listeners. In fact, it wasn't known here particularly until what happened. And that is, a member of parliament asked a question and said, why are we sending someone to this arts festival who, A, put out a video and an artwork about 9/11 with a phrase underneath it which said, thank you very much. And if that were not enough, did some artwork about Nasrallah, the former head of Hezbollah, who was taken out by the IDF some time ago, with light shining from his head, in other words, as if to venerate this person. And that's who some brilliant person put forward to represent this country at the Vienna Arts Festival, which apparently is a very highly regarded arts festival, one of the top in the world. So that question was asked in Parliament, and the art authorities did the right thing. They shouldn't have put him forward in the first place, obviously, and he was withdrawn from that, from representing the country. And that has caused a lot of...
Good. Yeah.
As you can imagine, from from the arts world, from his community, from here, there, and everywhere, here's the richest part of the story, you know, about the censorship, etc. This person himself, the same artist 2 years ago, was part of a lobby group which objected to an Israeli dance team.
I remember
coming to
right.
one of our
yeah. I remember the story.
Exactly.
Obviously, I don't remember he was involved, but that is so
exactly.
interesting. So you can shut down. Well, that's the whole point, right? There's no freedom of
exactly.
speech when it comes to the other side. Only on your side you can scream about freedom of speech. It's phenomenal.
Exactly, and you can censor anyone who comes from a place called Israel, but you should be censored for endorsing 9/11 or endorsing the leader of a terrorist organization.
So, you know, it's incredible because these people then become symbols of free speech, even though that's the furthest thing from what they stand for. I mean, Nasrallah is not exactly a humanitarian, and nor the
not
terrorist
exactly.
responsible for 9/11. It's incredible. So, I mean, what is likely to happen here? Probably nothing, just a lot of noise for a while.
Just a lot of noise and all these arts directors saying this man is a person of inclusivity and all the rest of it. But what will happen is that the Australian exhibition will be non-existent at
right.
this International Arts Festival because of this ridiculous choice in the first place.
It's actually unbelievable the impact that this has had on self-destruction. And that's what it's done. It's this fervent, it's not even about Palestinians, it's not even anti-Israel, it's anti-Western democracy, guised as anti-Israel. But it just destroys from within.
It does indeed. And to hear arts gurus and directors of arts galleries, etc., all jumping to the defense of this guy and not hearing journalists challenge this defense of this guy and says, but what about that? And what about his defense of 9/11? And you don't hear journalists tackle the defenders
well,
of this person.
That's what I'm interested in,
because
here in South Africa, you would probably not find, certainly our mainstream publications, I don't believe they'd even ask that question. They would simply go along with the outrage because they are so captured. You know,
I guess that's the good news, is that the question was asked in the Parliament.
Yes, it is good.
And the arts authorities did belatedly do the right thing and withdraw this person from the festival.
Wow. Very, very interesting. 39 Australian universities adopt resolutions on anti-Semitism.
Yes, so very briefly there. So for a long time, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has been campaigning for all 39 public universities in this country to adopt the IRA definition. That did not happen. But what has now happened, which is a step forward and is good news, is that the 39 universities have come together and put together their own definition of anti-Semitism. And while it is not as definitive as IRA, it nevertheless says that, quote, criticism of the policies of Israel government is not of itself anti-Semitic. However, criticism can be anti-Semitic when it is grounded in harmful tropes, stereotypes, assumptions, calls for the elimination of Israel, Jews, etc., etc. So it is definitely a step forward, and for 39 education institutions to come to this landing is certainly a definite step forward, and certainly given everything that took place on our campuses, you know, in during the course of 2024.
Mm-hmm. So has there been, therefore, an acceptance by the universities that they need to properly rein this in?
Most definitely. And that is, and just to add a caveat there, is that of course there have been people from, let's call it the other side of the ledger, saying it's outrageous that the universities have even done what they've done. But the answer to your question is yes, definitely. There has been an acknowledgement that the encampments were out of line, and among the new regulations, stipulations, is that encampments cannot take place. Any protests which stop people going about their legal business on a campus, which stop people entering university lecture halls, etc., will be illegal, and there will be consequences. So there certainly has been a definite step forward in that, in the university space.
And I think that's very, very important. That is unfortunately all we have time for. That was Vic Aladef. He is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday.